We welcome you all to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're so glad that you are here. As we enter into this Thanksgiving week, I thought it would take just a few moments to make you aware that next year is the 500th anniversary of the coming of the Pilgrims to America. And I know that in England they are planning a whole series of events over this next year, starting this week. They have made available some of the things that have been out of print for many, many years related to the Pilgrims, some of the writings of the pastor, John Robinson. And they released one of those letters that was written to John Carver. It's been out of print since the 1700s. That's how long it's been since this has been seen. It's been in archived materials. But this was dated July the 27th, 1620. It was written to John Carver by Pastor John Robinson, and they, of course, at that time were in Holland. And he says, "Dear brother, I received enclosed in your last letter the note of information, which I shall carefully keep and make use of as there shall be occasion. I have a true feeling of your perplexity of mind and toil of body, but I hope that you, who have always been able to so plentifully to administer comfort to others in their trials, are so well furnished for yourself as that far greater difficulties than you have yet to undergo, though I conceive them to have been great enough, cannot oppress you, though they press you, as the Apostle speaks. The spirit of man, sustained by the Spirit of God, will sustain his infirmity," Proverbs 18:13. "I doubt not, so will yours. And the better much when you shall enjoy the presence and help of so many godly and wise brethren for the bearing of part of your burden, who also will not admit into their hearts the least thought of suspicion of any of the least negligence, at least presumption, to have been in you, whatsoever they think in others." It was a problem among the Pilgrim brothers there in Holland. And they were making their way with a group of them to England to begin the process of signing the paperwork. They had already gotten the Mayflower and the Speedwell ready to go for their trip, but all kinds of problems arose. And so he wrote a letter to John Robinson saying, "Boy, we've got all kinds of problems." And John Robinson just quotes Scripture to him and said, "You know, the spirit of a man sustaineth him in his infirmity. There's a lot of problems, yes, but God will sustain you during that time." He went on further and said, "Even only this I desire and always shall unto you from the Lord, as unto my own soul, and assure yourself that my heart is with you," Colossians 2:5-7, "and that I will not forslow or delay my bodily coming at the first opportunity. I have written a large letter to the whole group, and I'm sorry I shall not rather speak than write to them, and the more considering the want of a preacher, which I shall also make some spur to my hastening after you. I do ever commend my best affection unto you, which I thought you made any doubt of. I would express in more, and the same more ample and full words. And the Lord in whom you trust, and whom you serve ever in this business and journey, guide you with His hand, protect you with His wing, and show you and us His salvation in the end, and bring us in the meanwhile together in the place desired, if such be His will. For Christ's sake, amen. Yours, John Robinson." John Robinson never got to make that trip. He died at the age of 49 in 1625. He is buried in the Peterskirk, which was their home church in Holland. But I read in this letter, as they're ready to take their voyage across, that he saturates it with Scripture. I didn't share the one reference to Psalm 91 in verse 16 that he makes to the people that he would share, John Carver would share with the folks. This was an undertaking of a lifetime. And he wanted them to know that God was with them, and that he desired to come and to be with them too. And I'm so thankful for his spirit and attitude of thankfulness in spite of all the problems and all the troubles they were facing and all the number of times they would be arrested and sought after by the authorities, that God was with them and allowed them to be able to take that small man across the ocean and be able to arrive here and begin a work that would later become the United States of America. I'm so thankful today for the testimony of the Pilgrims. And as we enter into that 500th anniversary, I hope you'll take the time throughout the year to read about what they did and read some of the things that are now being published and put out there on the internet that have been hidden for so many years because there are such wonderful truths that John Robinson shared with his people. And so I wanted to share a little bit with that today. Thank you.